prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
Hello, hello. This is the away team. I am Carol the Cat.
I am Tiffles, not the technician.
Just Tiffles. And we just got out of a pre-screening of Dunkirk, the new film by Christopher Nolan.
Yep.
So, very intense.
Incredibly intense film. I mean, wow. Incredibly affecting, intense film.
Yes. It starts just dropping you right in the middle of things. It doesn't give you a whole lot of setup.
No.
And it really doesn't name any of the characters. I can't say this character because I don't think any of them had names.
I think, interestingly enough, there's a boy in the film that seeks to be notarized in some way, in a very heroic way, not in a bad way, but I feel like he's the only name you know.
Yeah.
Which I think is sort of poetic and beautiful about the film.
Yeah, it is kind of beautiful about it, but none of the other characters, I mean, Tom Hardy's character is named, I think, once.
Maybe. It was hard to understand over the intercom.
Over the waves. And yeah, I will say this. I think Christopher Nolan just has a fetish with covering Tom Hardy's face. Because
yeah.
You don't see a lot of Tom Hardy until the very, very end.
But you know it's him.
You so know it's him.
You feel comforted by it.
You do feel comforted that Tom is somewhere in the skies around you. But this tells the story of just some soldiers trying to get off of the island of Dunkirk, which, you know, the British and French armies were trapped there. And they, every time they attempted to get their armies off, they were just being sunk or dive bombed or just slaughtered. So this is just the tale of, you know, six or seven people trying to get off the island, and then a group of civilian ships coming in to help them get off.
Right.
I will say it's not told in a linear fashion.
Correct.
I don't want to say any much more than that.
Right.
because it kind of spoils it. Granted, this is like history, so.
Right. I think the trailer tells you what the ending is, but it doesn't mean we should take away from the journey to get there.
Absolutely. Really wonderfully shot. The music by Hans Zimmer, I thought, was really affecting.
Incredibly intense.
Yes.
Incredibly intense. And it's like the score is a character of this movie. It's not just something in the background where there's a swell when you need a little bit of emotion. It is like another character, and it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And haunting.
And I will say it's necessary because there's not a whole lot of dialogue.
Nope.
So it's just, I thought this was just a beautiful film. I really thought it was very good.
Incredible movie. Incredible movie. And I love that they didn't, I mean, again, other than maybe a couple characters, you didn't get, never mind getting their name, you don't get background about these people. So it's not like, oh, I have a crippled mom at home that I need to get back to. Like, there's no sentimentality in this movie. There's very little sentimentality in this movie. It is just the endurance of these soldiers and the people that went to save them. And it's incredibly beautiful. And wow, what a film.
I give this one a solid A.
100% a solid A.
Yep. So, good job, Christopher Nolan. Good job, actors. I mean, none of them really are put above any of the others.
Now, I'm going to say this, because, I mean, let me give a little Tiffanyism here. There are some good-looking boys in this
film.
There
are some good-looking boys in this film,
so you have that. But
and there's some good-looking older men in this film, too. Kenneth Branagh has aged very nicely.
Yes, he has. True.
But, yes, solid A. Go see this one. It's
go
very, very good. And this is the away team signing off.
Au revoir.